You ever rap like that?
Kind
it's
of.
Like right here, just like this.
Like I moved the isolation shield, so it's like that maybe.
Okay, that's
pretty
nice.
And that's
pretty
much that's kind of it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're playing with the isolation shield I just got.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the show, George. Do you want to do the intro since I did it last time, or what do you want?
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'm sitting on the chair again. I don't want to do that. Hold on. Lots of mic moving noises.
You're hurting me.
Okay,
what's up, bitches? good morning, everybody. We're recording in the morning. Welcome to the next installment of the Intrusive Introverts podcast. I'll be your main host today, George, with my co-host,
Cody.
And I still wish Eddie was here.
So, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to... I was gonna make another whack as fuck joke, but I think that's starting to die a little bit.
Yeah, it's starting to die. I think he might have died. I haven't heard from him in a while. He's doing good. I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, I hope he gets better. I hope he stops becoming a little hater ass bitch.
Yeah. Oh man. If you're a hater, fuck you.
Quit hating, bro. Y'all just hating on the fucking, I don't know, I'm trying to be ghetto. I don't know how to be ghetto, though.
I can be ghetto, but I have to drop a couple N-bombs, and I don't do that.
Yeah, not right now, anyway.
Not ever.
Sure about that? I'm just kidding, he doesn't. What are you doing? Okay, what are we going to talk about today?
Okay, today we're going to talk about the stuff that happened in relation to the thing that was caused after or before the causation of this stuff, which we are about to discuss.
Okay, that sounds pretty simple.
So check it out.
There's fucking dogs, bro. I'm going to close this window. Stop. I don't care. It's going to get hot in here, but I don't care.
I think it's fine, dude.
Take a break after 30 minutes.
Leave a hate message for Cody if you think that the audio quality is fine and you think I shouldn't suffer in this heat.
Please, I mean, if it's okay. I mean, we would like some feedback if, like, you know, the audio quality was okay before those dogs are fucking barking.
Just please somebody talk to me. Anybody.
Yeah, I'm pretty lonely. I'm uncomfortable right now anyway as well, but I don't want, you know, I can't do it right now. But, like, the... chair squeaking or clicking in the last episode. I don't want that. That was really annoying me.
Anywhore, I have a cool little topic to talk about.
All right, let's get it.
Okay, I watched a video this morning. It's a couple days old now, but it's about gambling and video games. So this used to be a pretty big issue with loot boxes. It's straight up a form of gambling, and the bad thing is that it targets little kids, and you know, they don't know any better. I mean, adults already, like, as it is, they struggle with gambling at, like, casinos and stuff. And this is no different, because you can dish out your life savings for, like, a video game. You don't even know that you're spending so much.
Or
like,
a kid could do that to their parents or something.
Yep. Like, not even gambling, but just, like for example, League of Legends is, like, a free game. But I've probably spent, like, close to $1,000.
Holy shit.
Just buying, like, skins and stuff. Buying skins, buying extra pages for my skills and trees and all that stuff. And that's not even gambling, because they, you know, you get what you get. So that just shows you how dangerous something like loot boxes and like random RNG stuff could be. And the reason why I bring this up is because there's a new Grand Theft Auto update.
Oh, yeah, where I saw it, yeah.
Yep. They brought in a casino type DLC, and you're able to spend your in-game currency buying poker chips, and then you use the poker chips to, you know, play the casino games, whatever, play poker, play the slots, whatever, which is kind of dumb. Like, why would you even want to do that on a video game? It just doesn't sound exciting. But the reason why it's an issue is because you can obviously use real-world money to buy in-game currency and then use the in-game currency to buy the poker chips to play poker with. So essentially you are gambling with your actual money in the game.
Yeah. Like, that's just, like, a, like, just go to the actual casino at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's, like, straight up, like, just, like you said, like, what's the point in that? Because it's, like, you are straight up just going to the casino in a way that actually doesn't matter. Like, it's actually, like, less, like, I don't even know. Like, less, like, there's less meaning to it because, like, you're spending money to buy in-game chips when you could just actually do that at the casino.
Yeah, and it's messed up because, like, a good majority of their audience is, like, way too young to even go to a casino right now. So it's just, like, give me your money. So it's so bad right now that it's actually, the casino is actually outlawed in, like, most countries right now. In some countries, they ban you from using your actual money to buy poker chips, so you can only play the slots, you know, with in-game stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I was just thinking. Like, yeah, you could do it in real life, but the point is to do it in Grand Theft Auto because that's kind of like the theme is like you know, you're doing these things that you can't really do in real life in a kind of like a real life simulator.
Yeah.
So like you just want to gamble with your Grand Theft Auto money, which I understand, but like if you buy like the actual shit with your actual money or like the chips with your actual money, then it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, so like I was saying, there's like levels to it. Like so like I said, in some places you aren't allowed to use your real money to buy the poker chips. In other places you can walk into the casino, but all the tables are, like, blacked out. You can't use them at all. So, like, you know, you can walk through the whole DLC. You're just not physically able to play with, you know, the things. And, yeah, man, it's weird.
That's pretty crazy. So, like, in some countries, like, you just can't really play the DLC.
Yeah.
But you can get it.
Yeah, that's like, weird. I mean, like, you can walk around inside it. You just can't actually use the machines. Yeah, which, that's wild, dude.
That is crazy. Like, the you know, countries are starting to, like, legislate this shit, and it's because of the, well, in America, the ESRB isn't doing anything, which is, like, the rating system.
Yeah.
That, like, they're made so that way the government doesn't have to, you know, get involved, and so they're just not doing their job, so now, government has to get involved, and it sucks, but it's better than nothing, because this is a real problem.
Yeah, it's just, like, They're super money hungry. It's all monetization, and it's not even bad that they're trying to get money. The main thing I have an issue with is the fact that it's like aimed towards children, because kids don't know any better. Kids will just blow money because they don't know the value of a dollar. Like, for here's a prime example. There's this phone game. I think it's Clash Royale. It's kind of stupid, and I think Cell could do a better job of not being so dickish with their pay-to-win schemes. But Clash Royale, I remember my little brother took my dad's credit card when he wasn't looking, and he straight up spent like over $200 on in-game currency for it, just so he could level up and have like better gear or whatever.
Damn.
Yeah, and it was like, yeah, like first of all, it's a dick move. He was old for enough sure. to know better.
Yeah.
And I think my parents were, like, really lenient on, like, how they punished him, too. Like if that was my kid, like, ooh boy.
Do you think they would have treated you the same way as well?
Me? I would probably have gotten spanked.
Is that what they did to him?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They were just like, oh, give me your phone, you're grounded. And then they gave it back to him, like, a couple days later. And, I mean, it's not like... So something I would have done was just delete the whole account. You know, you spent $200, well, your account's gone now. I think that'd be funny. But
I think that's kind of fair. It's like, okay, you stole something from me, so I'll take something from you.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and you could just like, it would hit them hard, but you don't really have to do anything else.
Yeah, the money's gone anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, I don't think you can file for a refund, especially if you've already spent the in-game currency, which he did. So here's the fucked up part. It is kind of like a loot box system in that game, because he spent it all to get cards, but the cards come out randomly in these like special packs. You know, you buy one and then it has like three or four random cards or whatever the fuck. and you have a chance of getting, you know, like a really, really good card that'll level you up a bunch. And obviously, the more expensive pack that you buy, the higher chance you have. So he just bought all the super expensive ones and racked up a bunch of money. And yeah, like he knew better, but at the same time, I guess he didn't know better. Especially, like, you know, he's too young to have a job anyway. So I guess he doesn't really know how money works to an extent.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, when I was... I don't want to brag on your brother, but, like, when I was that age, all I ever... Like, the most money I ever had at one point was, like, $200.
Yeah.
So it's, like, if anything, it, like, for me, $200 was meant more to me then than it did to me now.
Yeah, but, yeah, at the same time, it's confusing, though, because you're not... Like, you're not going on and, like, spending directly $200, and that's the dangerous part. You're buying a couple installments of, like, $5, right? And you're like, oh, it's just another $5. It's not that bad. And then, like, it's like spending money on food, for example. You know, you go out to eat every now and then, spend a couple dollars on food. You look at your bank statement at the end of the month, and it turns out you spent, like, $400, like, going out, like, for fast food or whatever. Well, and, it's kind of like that. But, you know, obviously it's a video game that's not going to do anything. You know, the video game's going to die out, hopefully, soon.
Well, I mean, like, the only way... I think Grand Theft Auto 5 is, like, it's been consistently...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like, still, like, almost full price.
Yeah, because, like, it's been, like, people play it still, and it's, like, release title for this generation. People are still playing that thing, obviously, because they're putting out DLC for it. Mm-hmm. So if people weren't playing it, they would just move on to Grand Theft Auto 6.
When did it come out? Like 2016?
Grand Theft Auto 5 came out in like 2014, dude. Like 2013 maybe. I don't know.
Are we on 5 or 6?
We're on 5.
Really? Because that came out September 17th, 2013, dude.
Yeah. So, wow. Obviously, like I said, it's been consistent because they're putting out DLC for it. And the DLC, like the shark cards or whatever, like the buying the in-game currency, has been more profitable for them than the actual revenue they got from people buying the game.
That's crazy, though.
Okay. I know, it is insane, isn't it?
6 years ago, man. Well, pretty close. We're a couple months off from 6 years. 6 years old. Wow, dude. 6 years old. This game is 6 years old, and it's racking up money like nobody's business. Like, so first of all, like, congratulations to Rockstar, because Rockstar does make solid games. But recently, in the later parts of this game, and also in Red Dead Redemption, it's very obvious and blatant that they're pushing more towards monetization now at this point. And Red Dead Redemption is another thing that players struggled with, like buying like stupid guns and stuff. Like, you have to spend money in order to get certain guns, and it kind of sucks. And I heard it was an amazing game, but everybody's complaining about it. And then they released Red Dead Online, but like nobody likes it because all of the focus is still on you spending money on cosmetics or whatever, and that's where like all the focus is.
They got spoiled with Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yep.
Because, yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 and Grand Theft Auto 5 are the only two games they've released since Grand Theft Auto 5. It's because Grand Theft Auto 5 is so profitable for them, they don't need to release games. They don't need to make more games.
Yeah.
Because Grand Theft Auto 5 alone was making them enough money. Isn't that insane?
Didn't they say the next Grand Theft Auto was going to be, like, worldwide? Or, like the whole U.S. is going to be an open map? Something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised, because with how much money they've made, they can throw as much money as they want at the next Grand Theft Auto. GTA. I'm going to say GTA.
Yeah. But, I mean, after all this bullshit they're pulling, they better make a good one.
They probably will. Because I don't know. I don't see why they wouldn't. They have all the time in the world. They might just do it just for the fuck of it. Like, they're like, okay, we have the resources, so why not make, you know, take our time and make this a good game and you know, just keep fucking people over after we release it, you know, taking advantage of kids and shit.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Like, I don't feel good about the video game industry. I feel like if you plan on making like such heavy monetization in your video game, you should just make it free. Like League of Legends, I had no problem spending that much money. Obviously now in hindsight, I'm like, oh, like maybe I shouldn't have. But it's cool because the game is free. Anybody can download it and play it, you know, as long as you have a computer, even the oldest computer. Like I have a laptop from like 2012, 2011, and it runs it fine. And yeah, so I had no problem spending money on it because it's free and they consistently update it. They do a bunch of shit for it. And yeah. That's dripping from the bottom. It's condensation.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was drinking a coffee that George got me, which I appreciate.
Yeah, but he doesn't like it. So it's like appreciated, but like not really appreciated.
Well, I'm trying to drink it. Like, I mean, I think it's good. The more I drink it, the more I'd like it. Yeah. Like, it's just like, I gotta get used to the coffee taste and like the, you know, the appreciate the beans and all that.
I am the only bean you should appreciate.
Well, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to then.
I guess you're not.
I'm supposed to. That's what I meant to say. I had a stroke. Help me.
I am holding you right now.
Anyway.
Well, okay.
Yeah, the video game industry is just like, you know, obviously we've talked about this before and it hasn't changed. It's anything, it's gotten worse. It'd be cool if GTA went free. Like, could you imagine if GTA 6 came out and it's just free?
That'd be really sick, and it would make sense, especially if they're going down this route. And that's what I'm saying. Like, especially with what you brought up about it being, about video games being, like, streamed now, you know, directly.
Yeah.
You could get a game for free, and all you're paying for is, like, for example, DLCs, add-ons, cosmetics, whatever, in-game currency. That would make it okay. You know? Obviously, loot boxes are a different idea. The loot boxes should not be okay. But knowing what you're buying and knowing what you're paying for, that's okay.
Yeah, I think loot boxes should be something you buy with in-game currency. I would really like that because I do like the bright colors and the anticipation of like, oh, what am I going to get? But like you said, it is wrong because you don't know what you're going to get. And it is gambling.
Yeah.
So if it was with in-game currency, you can get by doing like in-game things. I think that would be really cool. And I don't really know a video game that does that, really.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Something they do in League of Legends, for example, is they have two separate types of in-game currency. One is Riot Points, which you can buy with actual money, and the second is Blue Essence, which you can earn through just playing normal games or whatever. And with Blue Essence, you can buy any champion that you want, and you can also buy like certain accessories, like extra pages for your for your runes or whatever and mastery settings. And the RP is basically just for like cosmetics. And I think you can also buy like experience boosts, but you can buy that with both. So I guess that's like borderline okay, borderline not okay. But yeah, that's what I think is cool about it. There's two different types of currency instead of just one where you can just kind of add a bunch into it with real money.
Yeah.
You know? And that would definitely make sense. That would make loot boxes okay. But that's not what they're doing.
Yeah, it's not. And, it's crappy. I'm pretty, I don't even know. Like, I've only spent $20 on a video game. And I still think that's, like, that's like, pushing it to me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's a free game, so it's better, but yeah. Yeah. Stop playing with my isolation shield.
You can't even hear it.
I know, but I just...
Nobody even knows what I'm doing right now. Nobody. Anyways.
Yeah, we'll finish that topic by saying, fuck loot boxes.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Sorry, we're still getting used to the new setup, and we're still stressed out about, you know,
changes. Edward.
Yeah, and Edward.
Mainly Edward.
I mean, I think you should get over him at this point, though.
I'm not over him. I was talking to him all night, and I miss him.
I mean, it's okay to still feel you know, about it. I mean, it's still pretty recently. It's still pretty fresh. So I think you can actually, you know.
I don't even care, dude. He's dead to me.
That directly contradicts what you just said 10 seconds ago.
I have to play hard to get, so he comes back. Anyways, it's really warm in here.
It's getting there. I mean, we'll take a break in like 10 minutes.
Cool.
You know, we'll cool it off in here. You know, maybe watch another episode of Demon Slayer or something.
What do you want to talk about?
What'd you think of, George just watched episode 9 of Demon Slayer?
9 and 10, I think.
I think it was just 9.
No, I finished 9 and I watched 10.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think you just finished 9.
Then I got halfway through 10.
Really?
Pretty sure, dude. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you finished 9, and then, like, did you control it with the controller while I was on the computer doing my shit?
It auto-played.
Oh. Okay, well, that's cool. What'd you think? It was the fight between the Temari demon. Yeah. And obviously spoilers, but if you haven't watched it at this point, you're kind of a noob. And you're kind of a dirty person.
Honestly, I really recommend this anime, like, for anybody who enjoys anime. I'm kind of an anime snob because I actually...
You really are.
I really don't like most anime.
Yeah.
I strongly dislike it. And I guess I'm not as weeaboo as I think I am. But, like, if I like an anime, it's, like, it's solid.
Yeah, that's true. Like, because, like, you are... Like, there are animes I don't like, I don't know, like, the ones I don't like, I just don't watch, so I don't really, you know, yeah, I can't remember them, because I just, you know, but, yeah, this anime is, like, has everything. It has a great story, likable, like, a diverse cast of characters, like, it's getting pretty large, you know, they all have their own interesting things about them.
Yep.
And, of course, all those are A1. But the main thing is the animation.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
The animation is just like, I think it's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I would say for sure. What we were just talking about while we were watching this is their use of how they blend 3D and 2D animation in the same scene. And they blend it seamlessly so it looks like, it looks like you're looking at a picture in 3D without it looking so
jarring and
kinda, you know how CGI looks kind of like a really like blocky, really like sluggish kind of,
yeah, that
like
Jimmy Neutron look,
yeah, like Jimmy Neutron, exactly. And
that's really jarring when you're watching like 2D animation and all of a sudden something's popping out at you like that, right. It's just like, what, like, why, like, they're just being lazy at that point, pretty right. much.
They just do such a good job of blending it, like for example, they'll put like a bunch of depth detail into the background so it looks 3D, and they'll spin the camera around the main character even though he's still only just 2D.
It's really
and
weird.
It looks as though everything just has so much depth, and like, you know, instead of just having like just a flat background and then you see him doing all the shit on it, whatever, it's so dynamic in the way that it moves. And at the same time, for example, in this fight, for example, they were fighting the Temari demon that has those balls that she throws, that she chucks.
Yeah.
And while the camera's spinning like that, the balls are shooting like to and from the camera in different directions. So you have like three different types of like depths being like thrown at your face while you're looking at it. And it's like you're in the fight. It looks so sick. And then that also coupled with his sword animations when he pulls out like the water flowing. It's so sick.
It's really cool. Yeah, basically what George was just explaining is what I told him like when we were watching it, and it's just like the background, like what a lot of animes do when they go 3D is the thing in the environment, like the environment stays 2D, but then the thing in that environment goes 3D.
Yeah.
And that's like what's bad. But with this, it's the background that goes 3D. Yep. And maybe they give like the characters and the objects within the environment a little bit of 3D effect, but for the most part it stays 2D. Yeah. And that's why it's seamless, because they animate the thing in that 3D space around the environment. So that's what I think they do. I could be completely wrong. I'm talking out of my ass, but that's what I think they do.
It's really cool to see him manipulate perspective.
Yeah.
Right. You know, with the whole thing with the camera moving around in the environment, even though everything is still obviously 2D, you know, everything is still obviously a painting.
Yeah.
But the way just that they manipulate, like, up, down, and around in between action scenes is what, you know.
Yeah, and they it's obvious they put a lot of love and care into that aspect of the show.
Yeah. We should get a sponsor by them.
I mean, eventually, you know, hopefully we get, like, sponsored by Crunchyroll and we're like, hey, use our code to fucking get 5% off a membership and, like, you know.
Maybe someday, hopefully.
Maybe. But, yeah, I want to be, like, most, like, the, I don't want to be, like, the fucking fit chicks on Instagram that just, like, you know, sponsors whatever just because they're giving them money and, like, you know, the rice gum.
Yeah, I know.
And, like, you know, they don't even know, like, what it is, and they're just like, hey, you guys should really do this, it's cool, and they, you know, it's just because they're getting money. Like, I want to be the type of content creator that only sponsors something if we actually use it and like the product.
Yeah. Side note, if you listen to Rice Gum and you're listening to this podcast for whatever reason, you should probably turn us off and go away. I do not associate with terrorists. Yeah, just go away. I don't even want you listening to my voice right now if you enjoy Rice Gum.
Bye. I mean, if
bye.
If you're a little kid,
bye.
Then
go fuck yourself. Bye.
You shouldn't listen to Rice Gum because he doesn't care about you.
If you're a little kid, you probably shouldn't listen to us because we say a lot of bad words.
That's true. You shouldn't listen to us either.
Bye.
Tell your parents that you're listening to bad people, and they'll discipline you and you'll be a better person in the future for it.
Yeah, I think the more spankings you get as a child, like, the better you become an adult, unless they're, I say spankings, like, actual spankings, though, not like your dad went up and, like, punched you in the nose, you know?
Yeah.
There's a limit. Something I remember is that, like, for whatever reason, Mexican parents, they make it seem like, you know, like, when they hit you or whatever, they make it seem like they had it so much worse as a kid, and, like, it's okay. Like, oh, I just slapped you when I was a kid. My dad locked me up and he beat me with wires. And it's like, bro, what the fuck? That doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, I know. Like, when I was a kid, my parents slit my wrist with broken glass.
I think, I forgot who told me the story, but they were like, oh, yeah, when I was little, my dad, if I misbehaved, my dad would put me in, like, a bag and he would throw in, like, roasted chilies, so I would, like, suffocate on the roasted chilies, and I would cough, or, like, something like that.
That's just child abuse.
And I'm like, bro, so you're telling me that your dad had, domestic abuse issues, and you should have probably left the house.
Yeah, that's just, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's child abuse to, like, discipline your kid with, like, hot sauce. Like, making them drink hot sauce, like, when they, like, say a bad word or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's been actual, like, parents that have been, you know, like, sentenced for that.
Yeah,
even, so, and that's, like, way worse than hot sauce.
Yeah, even though hot sauce is, like, I mean, hot sauce can't hurt you unless you're allergic to it. Yeah, if you have, like, some kind of medical condition where it, like, closes your lungs for whatever reason. Like, that one girl, I don't know if you've seen the video, she eats a Carolina Reaper, and she's, like, prone to, I don't know if she has asthma or, like, she has some sort of weird, like, condition, but she eats it, and then her throat seizes up. And then she can't breathe, so she's, like, freaking out about it. And she it's, like, the most dramatic thing. Like, the second that she takes a bite, she starts, like, slapping and, like, crying. She's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I think the girl,
stupid.
Yeah, the girl next to her, she's, like, I feel like she was, like, feeding into it, too, the kind of, like, reacting because of it.
And, probably. I mean, people in general will just do anything for clout.
Yeah, it was straight clout.
So,
maybe she, yeah, I'm pretty sure she thought she was being dramatic, like, for the clout, but then it turns out she was actually almost dying.
Yeah.
Which
and
is
that's
hilarious.
What I mean. It's like, she probably knew it was going to be a bad reaction, but it's like, it's okay. It's for the internet. And, you know. Yeah. I mean, like, we do similar, like people that I like do that kind of shit all the time. We do that too. Like, but you know, at that point, like, you know, you're putting yourself in danger, putting others in danger. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, I'm talking about that I'm shitting on.
Yeah, of course.
You know, don't want to put anybody in danger. And, you know, like when people like lick the ice cream and like fucking and shit like that, how that became a trend, like how people started to like spit in fucking like grocery products.
Dude, I'm so glad that girl is going to jail.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. She's I doubt she's gonna get like the full 20 years.
I can almost guarantee she won't. She'll cry her way out of it or whatever, and she'll get a softer lenience. A softer sentence. But yeah, like they don't teach their kids better than to like go to the grocery store and just lick an ice cream. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's really bad.
Like, she thinks she's so funny and edgy because she does that. Like, you're so unique and funny. I wish I was like you. Like, I wish I could have thought of that. Like, such a pinnacle of comedy right there. I wish, I don't know.
Yeah.
We should tap into that. Let's go open up jars of peanut butter and put our dick in it and put it back.
And just fucking pee in it.
that's real comedy.
Yeah, I know, right? We should just, like, really lean into that and make that what we're completely about.
Wait until Christmas time and nut in the eggnog.
Ugh. Nut nog.
Egg nut.
Egg nut.
But yeah.
All right. What you looking at?
It's a butt plug. It's pretty cool.
You looking at butt plugs?
So it's a butt plug nug jug. Okay, so a nug jug is something you put your weed in, right? So it's a butt plug, so it's glass. It's in the shape of a butt plug, and it has a cork in it, and you pull out the cork and you can put stuff inside it.
While it's in your butt?
Well, not necessarily. I'm assuming the fact that it's in a butt plug shape is just for jokes.
Oh.
But also the fact that
you could use it as a butt plug.
Yeah, it's like the the perfect shape of a butt plug. Like, it's not like
the perfect shape.
Like it's not an ironic butt plug where you're like, oh, maybe I can use it as a butt plug. Like, it's a fucking butt plug.
Nice.
Anyways, yeah, it looks pretty cool. You see?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'd rock it. Have you ever found your walnut?
No.
Cool, me either. But if you have, then I have too. Freak, frack, and crack-a-lack, and hacky-sack in. I got an idea to talk about. I want to talk about betas versus alphas and their roles in society.
Their roles. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I really don't like that. I think that's a really toxic idea.
You think so?
I think the only time you should call somebody a beta is if they're actually, if they call themselves that. And it's like they...
I think you can classify somebody as a beta. I'll give you a prime example. The guy at the gym that quarter squats and says that he was trying to accentuate his quads by not going down all the way or whatever. I got a beta.
You think so?
I think so, for sure.
Like, because he quarter squats or like...
His whole, the way he handled the situation.
Oh, like, you mean, like, how he's like, you guys are just hating. Bottom line is, you guys are talking about me and, like, you know, saying that kind of shit.
Yep.
I see what you're saying, but in that case, maybe I don't like it because I'm a beta.
I don't think you're a beta.
Because, like, I think, like, I don't really stand up for myself, and I kind of disguise that as, like, oh, I'm so prideful I don't even give people the time of day. But, I don't know, maybe I'm just, you know.
That's, like, kind of, like, a good thing, though, because I'm, like, I'm too prideful. Like, that one guy that, like, looks at me wrong, like, every time I go to the gym, and, dude, I swear to God, he said something to me. I'm not even kidding. I was walking by, and he looks at me, he goes, like, yeah, that's something, something. And I'm like, dude, are you, like, was that to me, bro? Like, there's nobody else around. You looked at me when you said it, and I don't know what it means. What if he just, like, called me, like, a Mexican or something?
I don't know, what
if he said my arms were small or something, and like while he was walking by? And yeah, like because I was the only one there. His buddy was like way over by the equipment he was using while he was racking. He's just like walking by. He looks at me. He says, you know, his little.
See, what I would do in that situation is I would just assume that he has like ear things in, like earphones in, and he's using Bluetooth to talk to somebody.
Yeah. See. Well, what I actually did was I said, what the fuck are you looking at, idiot? And then that was that. I feel like that's like some weird kind of like relationship that him and I have right now. It's like he'll say something to me in a different language.
And then you're just like straight up like, fuck you.
And yeah, and then I'll respond to him in, you know, the only correct language, English. And yeah, I think that's my issue though. Like, the only too correct
language. Oh god.
I'm just too. I feel like I'm too prideful, and that's. I feel like that's why I'm an alpha, because I'm overly prideful, overly gay, overly I don't know. Like, I'll, like, yeah. Like, I'm the type of guy to steal your girl and then not do anything with her. Like, just steal out of spite. It's like, oh, you wasted it. Like, you soiled it. But, yeah. And that's why people think I'm an asshole, though.
But people think I'm an asshole because, like I said, I just don't talk to anybody. I don't even look at anybody. Like, that, like, yeah. Old dude at the gym.
Like, that weird guy that talks to us so much?
Yeah, like, I don't even look at that guy. Like, he still bothers me. It's like, no, dude, just because, like, we told you we compete and, like, you know, you probably told him how it went. And it's just like, no, I still don't like how you stare at me all the fucking time.
Yeah, he told me this weird story about how he used to be in, like, competitive rowing or something. And I'm like, oh, cool, bro. Like, well, back in your young days, that's all they had to get around in. So, like, congratulations, you were good at that. I don't know. It's just, like, something I didn't really care about.
Yeah,
like,
I
guess he just wanted to, like, relate to me on a competitive level. But I'm like, look, I'm competitive to an extent, but only about stuff I care about. Like, if you're into, like, competitive, like, soccer or something, I don't care. I don't care about your stuff. And I'll only tell you about my competitiveness if you ask about it. I'm not openly like, oh, hey, guys, I'm a competitive lifter, and I like to do this for fun, and I got a medal and this and that. You know, if you ask about it, I'll let you know. Otherwise, I just look like some, like, strong hobbit.
Yeah.
And that's just me.
It's just like, I don't know, this guy is so, like, obvious when he's staring. It's like, I can feel, like
oh,
his big-ass eyes just, like...
undressing,
like,
you.
Yes, that's what it feels like. It's just like, dude, look, stop.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure, like, if I were to tell him something about, like... like needing a back rub or something. Like if I was just like walking by and I was like, oh, dude, I'm really tense right now. I need to go get a massage at the chiropractor. I feel like he'd be the type to be like, don't worry about it, bro.
I got you.
I can handle it. And or maybe he'll, like, compliment me and be like, yeah, you look pretty tight right now. What's going on?
Yeah, you've been working really hard, dude. Like, I see you doing shit all the time. It makes sense. You're really tense right now, man.
Yeah.
I've been noticing how much effort you're putting in.
I'm hitting the spa later in about, like, half an hour. Why don't you come by? You know, it always helps with sore joints. I got a vape pen in the truck, bro. If you want to hit it before you come in.
Yeah, just slowly trying to get you to fucking. Just get you to the point where he can roofie you.
Yeah, just molest me. Molest
it. That's the kind of vibe I get from him, man. It's, like, so creepy.
Yeah. Back to the chat about the alphas and betas. It's an asshole thing to consider yourself an alpha, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not a fucking beta, dude. Like, I'm not. I'm just not. I have too much pride, and I've worked too much on myself emotionally, mentally, whatever, and physically, obviously, for me to consider myself something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a beta. I just kind of act the part because I don't really want to fucking deal with...
I feel like you don't want that responsibility of being... the alpha that you are, so you settle with acting like a beta so you don't have to deal with it. And when push comes to shove and you do have to be an alpha, like, say, like, with an EFIT, well, with a female or something, like, whenever you get a female on lockdown that you talk to or whatever, obviously your alphaness comes out. Even though in general you like to act like a beta, but that doesn't make you a beta.
Yeah, I mean,
you're a selective beta.
I mean, it's just, I don't care. Like, I don't care if you think I'm a beta.
That doesn't even come with, like being a beta, though, that's not even, like, directly relative to, like, how you are with females, for example. That's, like, how you are with,
I think that's just with, cringy
like, what you,
too.
With like what you do, like with your work, with your how you handle yourself in social situations, just anything like that in general, really. And yeah, I mean, I work pretty hard. Like I work a really rough job, and I do a freaking good job.
Yeah, and I mean, I get that. Like, you want that to be recognized, but it's just like, to me, in that sense, if I was you, I would know, since I already know that I put in the work and the effort, I'm content with that. Like, I don't really, because, like, that's what matters, is, yeah, like, what I think.
Yeah.
In that sense. And it's like, if other people don't think that breaking my back all day and, like, cutting stone into, like, the perfect fucking size to put on someone's pool to make it look, like, really nice, I mean, that's, obviously they're wrong.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's how I think about things.
Another thing that I think fuels me being an alpha is being looked down on because I am not Caucasian. And that's a big thing. And none of my friends get it. A good majority of my friends are white. And if you're listening to this and you're white, but no, kidding. something that you don't really understand about minorities is how you're treated in like certain social settings, especially me having to work in super rich people houses. Like, yeah. I've done a lot of jobs working up in Rancho Santa Fe. For people who don't know what Rancho Santa Fe is, it's like, it would be like the Beverly Hills of like San Diego.
Okay.
You know, like super, super rich, top tier. I think that one lady, Jenny Craig, that made like billions off of her diet things, like she has a house, she has one of her like 10 houses up there with like, you know, a house with like 8 garages in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like shit like that. And something I've noticed is that like me and my father being darker skinned, we would get treated differently than, let's say, any other workers who would be white and working, whatever, right? You know, the guy comes out and he'll be like, oh, hey, guys, you know, how are you doing, to the white guys? And they'll look at us and they'll just kind of be like, everything all right? All right, cool. And then they'll just kind of like, fuck off. And they go back to having a conversation with like the white guy. And they're like, you know, how long have you been working here and this and that? You know, it's like you get treated differently. And I feel like that's why me as a person, I need to make it a point to have that sort of pride and kind of be able to like stand up for myself, and you know.
Yeah, because like if you don't do that, then you'll be just treated differently. But it's like if you put on that, I don't want to say facade, because it's not a, you know, just a front, but like if you don't, you know, try and create an aura around yourself, then they won't treat you with respect. But if you do, yeah, put that aura around yourself, that should, that, you know, exudes confidence and whatever, then they will treat you with respect.
Yeah.
Like how they would treat anybody else.
It's that old saying of walking around with big dick energy.
Yeah, like, that good old saying that, you know.
like in life, you know, whether you're a female or a male, it doesn't matter, because this is all, you know, is it a simile or a metaphor? Whatever. You...
Metaphor.
In life, you walk around. You either have a big dick or a little dick.
Walk around. And that's it. Oh, wait, no, that's not a popular song. Never mind. I thought I was going to sing a popular song, but it's not really well known. Anyway, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it's all on how you carry yourself and how you do things.
Yeah, I actually understand more about why you, you're kind of, like, you have that abrasive aura now, after you said that.
Yeah, because you gotta be. Like, you just get so disrespected all the time. It sucks, dude.
Yeah.
It's just, like, consistent disrespect, and you just have to deal with it. And yeah, and it's another thing my friends don't get. Like, they like to tease me like for being brown or whatever, and like it's in a joking way, and I don't mind it most of the time. But there are some times that like it does get to me, and I have to tell them like, hey guys, like what's up?
Have I ever done that?
No,
because I just call you like a browner.
No, that's super chill. I'm talking about like certain events, like where I'll say something jokingly to them, like just a regular joke, or like I'll roast them on something completely unrelated to race. Okay, yeah, because I'm going to roast him for being white. Like, what the fuck? Like, there's nothing to roast, or at least nothing funny enough to where I can think of to roast a white guy about like that. But like I'll tell them a joke like, oh dude, you're kind of fucking ugly, and then like they'll be like, oh yeah, and your back is wet, and then I'm like okay dude, you had to go there. And then I'm just like,
that's pretty funny. I'm not gonna lie though.
That one was funny, but it gets like, it gets into it, and like.
Yeah, I get that.
Or like I'll walk into my buddy's house, and like his whole family is like, oh, the brown guy's here. Got to call ICE.
Oh my god, like, that's bad. That's not even funny.
No,
really.
It's bad, bro. It gets bad. And then like I'll talk to them about it. I'll be like, okay, like that's not funny. And like, oh, we're just messing with you. Like in reality, we love you, bro. And like this and that. And I'm like, that's fine. And I get that there's like love, right? I get it.
But it just still kind of like hits a sore spot.
Yeah. If your mom died, I'm not gonna be like, oh, dude, I love you, but like your mom was stupid. You don't do that. But there's love here, bro. But your mom died and she was stupid. But there's love. Don't worry about it, bro.
Yeah, totally. Because, like, that's not even funny. Like just saying, like just,
it
like,
makes all of them laugh.
Well, yeah.
They don't laugh about it. And I'm just sitting there like okay. And then, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's because they don't get it. They don't get it. Like, on the surface, they think it's just, like, you know, something simple like that. But it's like, well, you know, it's kind of like joking about the Holocaust with a Jew. It's like, it's just like, you know, it's just like distasteful, you know, like the implications of calling ICE on you is like more serious than it's just like a joke.
Yeah, in terms of just like joking,
it's just like, okay, yeah. Well, if, I don't know, it's just out of bad taste in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's that whole part of like being edgy or whatever, like, you know, the whole shock humor.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just shock humor. Like, yeah. There's not really a punchline. Oh. It's just like, oh, I'm saying something messed up.
Yeah.
Which I do a lot. Like, you know, a lot of things I say isn't, you know, doesn't have a punchline.
Humor is definitely like really funny, and I enjoy it a lot, but like to an extent. You know, like overly trying too hard to be like too edgy and too offensive in order to try to be funny is like it can be distasteful at times.
Yeah, it's like when I think there's a balance when it comes to that. It's like if it's more distasteful than it is shocking,
mm-hmm.
then that's when it starts to become not funny.
Yeah, something Joey Diaz says is you can spend your whole life on your knees with a dick in your mouth, or you can spend your whole life on your feet and getting shit done. It's like, yeah. It's up to you to decide what you want to do with it.
Yeah.
And that's the definition, I think, of what an alpha versus a beta is. So back to the whole topic about their roles and what they have in society. I think that betas have their role in, I guess, teaching people how they shouldn't be.
I was about to say that, but it was going to be a joke, but then you actually said that.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it's cringy, like how you're saying like how I can be an alpha with females, and I don't know, it just kind of like makes me think of the guy at the gym.
Yeah, like, and I think that's such a like a dumb connotation, and it's also brought on by like internet culture where like, oh, you're such a Chad dude, like no, you're confident in yourself, and you don't have to feel bad about knowing that you're good at something, whether it be conversing with a female or how you handle yourself.
Yeah,
you
know? It's just like, to me, like, just talk, like, being in quotes good at talking to females, it's like, no, it's like you're just good at talking with people.
Yeah,
it's like why do you have to single out women?
Yeah,
it's just like cringy to me.
Yeah, exactly. Like yeah, that girl likes me, but all of your guy friends like me too, bro. You don't say anything about that.
Yeah, you know? It's just, it, like, how I was about to say, like, that guy at the gym, it's just, like, how he was just, like, you know, look at this girl, dude, she's so bad, and, like he started talking about, like...
That guy was so annoying, dude. That tattooed idiot at the gym. So this guy walks up to the gym, right? And Cody and I are doing our deadlifts. It was our deadlift day, I'm pretty sure, so we're, like, pretty tired. We don't want to hear it. And he's standing next to this other guy. He's, like, a total bro. This guy's, like, he looked like he was maybe, like 27, 28. Okay, yeah. And he looks kind of like an ex-convict type of guy.
He's been to prison.
Yeah, he straight up walked up like wearing a wife beater, sagging basketball shorts, and he had tattoos all over his arms. And
white guy saying the N-word.
I think he might be like half white, half Mexican. But we totally just profiled him, okay? But point being, he walks up and he's like, yeah, bro, I was with this girl last night. And, like, fuck it, dude. She just got so mad because, like, I didn't call her back because I was actually talking to her friend, bro. And she was, like, so mad, bro. Like, girls are crazy, bro. Like, I don't even know what's up, man. Like,
that's what happens, like, when you beat twice and dip.
Yeah. Like, stuff that's, like that. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, that's, like...
I got so many bitches, yeah, bro. It's so crazy.
Like, that guy's a beta, because if I were to show up to his house and fuck his wife, he would shut up quick.
And then he while he's walking away, he's just like, whatever the guy, the bitch wants me to be, I'll be that guy for an hour or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, bro, like
that's such, like,
no, like, that's no, not that's... a good thing. Like, and so many guys will think that's like,
yeah,
like that's like desirable kind of guy to be. And it's like, no, dude, like, think... Like to me, that's just, like, no different than being a rat,
right,
pressing a button for just, like, to, like, hit a nerve in your brain for pleasure.
When somebody that's thinks, all it is. When somebody thinks about the word alpha, and they happen to have beta qualities, that's the first person that they think of.
Exactly.
It's somebody that's like that. So yeah. Somebody that's, like, you know, wearing a baseball cap backwards, like, yeah, I got all these chicks on me. But that's not what it means at all. And
like, no,
and
you're just a lying dick, and you're tricking...
Yeah, that's where the whole shame comes in being a secure person in yourself, you know?
Yeah.
You know, all these places preach about, you know, like, having confidence in yourself and, you know, being, like, loving yourself first and foremost, having confidence to go out and take whatever you need, and then, like, becoming something of yourself. But then when you do that, they're like, oh, bro, you're such a Chad. Like,
what? It's just like...
Like, no, you just, you worked on social... You worked on yourself to be good in social situations, and you worked on your emotional health and mental health in order to work hard and get what you need and what you want. And what I was talking about, betas teaching people about people that shouldn't be. I feel like at some point, everybody goes through a beta phase, and they learn, I guess, if they evolve after that, you know, if they don't stay a beta. They learn why they were a beta, what made them a beta, and they learn to hate that part about themselves, and they change and they improve.
I see what you're saying. So, like, when you say alpha, you don't mean, like, the stereotypical Chad guy.
No, dude.
You mean just,
no,
like, somebody who's confident and somebody who knows what they want, and, like, they go after what they want, and they just kind of don't... Like, they go through life being the best versions of themselves.
Right, because that is what it means to be an alpha in life, not to go and, like... have a bunch of chicks on your shoulder and be like, you know, party every weekend, bro.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are a bunch of nerds because you play video games. Like,
And you know, they're 100% who they are, and they're not,
exactly,
they don't put up fronts. And, like, by beta, you mean somebody who's, like, who, like...
Some coward, sackless, overly judging, scared, incel type of person, like...
Yeah, who like, isn't true to themselves, and they have to lie to make others like them.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of stuff. You don't...
Yeah, somebody who's, like, based on facades and oxymorons.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
But something, you know, hard segue, you know. I thought about... I think I came up with a couple things, a couple answers to your question from last episode, of something you want to get into but you can't because of the fan base. And
I actually thought of one too.
I think this one's gonna annoy you, I think.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure one of them was The Office.
Oh yeah? You hate the people?
Yeah, because everyone...
That's understandable.
It's because the like... I don't know if guys do this as well. I'm sure they do. Well, maybe not, but... You know, like, just how, like, people make The Office their personality.
I get you on that one. I for sure get you on that one. Like, people will watch only The Office and then make all their jokes based on it and think that they're so, like, witty and edgy.
Yeah.
Because that's the only show that they can recite or whatever. And it's fine, but it gets old after a while. You know, like, I'll meet somebody that's like that, and I'm like, oh, cool. Like, we have something in common. We can relate to it. But then, like... Every conversation has to have some sort of, you know, whatever about that. And I can get you on that one. See, me as a person, I hate anybody who's too into one specific thing like that. you know, like, that goes back to the whole, The Nightmare Before Christmas type thing.
Yeah.
Like, the animations are really sick, and Tim Burton is an absolute boss at making these, like, beautiful, beautiful movies. But then there's, like, all the edgy weirdos with, like, their Jack Skellington, and, like, oh, my God, I need to find my dead queen or whatever, you know? And it's so weird, and that's, like, that's... I relate to you on that one. There's so many, like, The Office meme pages that are ran by people, and they're just, like, the cringiest memes. Like, and it's, like...
Yeah, I mean, The Office is obviously a great show. It's very funny.
Amazing.
But, you know, it's just like you said, it's just people get too into it.
Yep. That's just one of those things.
And, shit, I had another one. I forget what it was.
I got one. Something I really want to get into, but I hate the people. I hate the fan base. Guns.
That's a good one.
I think guns are really cool. I think, like, mechanically or whatever, or having one just to, like, collect, not even, like... I wouldn't even say to shoot, because that causes wear, obviously, on the thing. I would have it as more like a trophy, something to show, like, this is really nice. And if push comes to shove, someday I have to use it for whatever reason, a home intruder or whatever, then it's there. But ultimately, more is like this is really nice. Like, look at how beautiful it is. Look at how mechanically, like, efficient this piece of man-made technology is. But then the fan base is like... Killing children, dude. Just killing children. Yeah. No, not even that, but, like, just how cringy they are. Like, oh, bro, you want to go out to the shooting range this weekend? Oh, bro, you want to, the way they fantasize about it, I guess.
Yeah.
This whole, like, I don't know. I totally get what you're saying. They fantasize over, like the type of people that, like, if guns had a penis, like, they would have it in their butts, dude. like it's this gun culture is so weird, bro. Yeah. I think most people should have a gun in their homes, but these people are like, oh, bro, I should be able to open carry my AK-47 because I paid for it and Trump is number one.
Like, yeah, it's like they just, like, everything, like, when, you know, certain people are into guns, they just, like, they just get way too into it, and they're like, you know, they always post, like, terrible Facebook memes and shit on everything. Yeah. It's just like, if you don't like guns and you're, you know, a beta, you know?
Yeah. Like that one, there's a really popular one that always goes around, and it's always like the cringiest, like, dumbest people that I just don't want to associate with, they share it. It's like a picture, like, there's a pistol and there's, like, a shotgun and then there's a rifle and there's, like, what's it called, like, is it the M14 or whatever? And it's like, the pistol, this one's for everyday carry. The shotgun, this one's for home intruders. The rifle is for putting food on the table. And the M14 is for when the government tries to strike back or whatever. Like, something like that. And I'm like, bro, you're not a rebel. You're not a crusader.
That's another thing.
You ain't shit. And if the government, for whatever reason, one day wanted to take over your neighborhood, they're not going to send in some retards with a gun or whatever. They're going to send in a fucking Apache helicopter, and they're going to take you down before you even get your little Smith & Wesson out of your pocket, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Like
that's... okay, what do you think about this? The counter-argument to that I've seen that has any validity is that guerrilla warfare works against governments because... the enemy could be anybody, and like they use the example of like how the Al-Qaeda and like and all those terrorist groups in the Middle East can fight against us because and they're civilians, and mm-hmm. So and it's because, like, you know, like what do you think about that kind of argument?
It makes
sense.
Do you
even know what I mean?
I know, I get what you mean, and it makes sense. That's a tough one.
Because it's like, I don't know, like, I think that it's like, yeah, they could just drop a, like, 10, like, 20 nukes in the Middle East, right. And, like, you know, they would just, you know, they would win. Yeah. But it's like, they don't do that because, you know, that's just like, you would have to destroy the entire fucking landscape to do right. that. And
what I think is ultimately in the U.S., see, organizations or whatever, terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, ISIS or whatever, they work within the government, they have such, like, a shitty government that they're able to do that over there. If there was a terrorist organization here in America that was trying to take over the government in that sense, they would be infiltrated so much better. I think 100% that this is a conspiracy, bro. Certain ISIS attacks and Al-Qaeda attacks or whatever, they were orchestrated by our government in order to kind of like shadow over something else that was going on during that time or whatever, to kind of take all attention over there or to put the blame on somebody.
Well, no, I mean, like, that's not really a conspiracy, like to me anyway. Yeah. Because America, like, just straight like up? America does that kind of stuff all the time. Like, they fund coups that they know are going to turn a country into, like, that's gonna, you know, destroy a country from the inside out, and so, like, we can take advantage of them. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, and it's just the way it is. Like, a lot of people don't really care, and, like, when you say you don't like America because of that, it's like, I guess I get what they say. Like, they're like, you can be proud of your country without, you know, advocating for what the government does.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I can get that.
Like, no matter what, the government will do things to better money or whatever in spite of people. They'll always pick prosperity over people. And they'll just, like, lie about it. And they'll do a bunch of crazy shit. Like, they had this whole operation with smuggling drugs to Mexico. Or from Mexico, I guess. And what their deal was, they tried to smuggle drugs from Mexico to see how the operation ran and to try to get a better understanding of how the cartel worked. And what ended up happening was, like a bunch of Border Patrol agents got massacred because they tried to orchestrate this whole deal. And, yeah, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know, but yeah, anyway, yeah, people who really love their guns think they're, like, soldiers and stuff, and, you know, and
that's what I think is really edgy.
Just like, they're just like, yeah, they just think they're badass for, like, no reason. It's like, you got a gun, and it's just like,
yeah, like,
that's, you know, anybody can, I don't know. It's just, it is just cringy. I totally get, like, why you don't want to get into guns because of the people.
Yep.
I still can't think of the other one that I had, man. I had a good one too.
All right,
so we are both hungry, so we are going to end the podcast right now.
Yeah, kind of like last episode. It's kind of like a smaller format. Let us know what you think about a smaller format. I personally think it makes it easier to digest the whole thing, and just keep more people listening all the way through to the end. And but I mean, if you guys like a longer format with us just talking about bullshit the whole time, that's fine too. I mean, let us know.
Yeah.
And, Eddie, come back.
I'm yawning because I'm rude. Yeah, so thank you for listening. If you made it this far and you didn't stop listening because we talk about anime.
Yeah, something I was talking to Cody about. Your opinions are being taken into great consideration, okay? Something we've been kind of brainstorming is creating sort of like a timestamps in the beginning of our video where we verbally express where we stop talking about what, so you don't feel like you have to stay listening to, let's say, our whole anime conversation, especially if you're not into anime, which I know a lot of our listeners are not into it. We don't want... the main criticism I've gotten in our podcast is that... they stop listening to it because they're not into the anime that we're watching, or they're just not into anime in general. So we hope that creating those timestamps would help people know where to skip around to listen what they want to listen to. You know, because ultimately, I mean, it's really cool if you want to listen to the whole thing, but ultimately, we jump around so much so that there is something that hopefully you as a person vibe with and want to keep listening to. You know, I want to kind of create like a smorgasbord of nerdy things that hopefully, you know, everybody can get something out of.
Yeah, I mean, this is a nerdy podcast, so if you just don't like anime, you could probably just skip forward like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what, you know, I would assume, you know, that's what usually I do when I listen to things, and it's like I just don't want to listen to that specific thing. I just skip forward, like, a little bit, and I just, like, and if I pick out a few words that's like, okay, they're still talking about that. I skip forward a little bit more and you know, just do that.
Yep. So ultimately we'll be brainstorming and trying new ideas.
Yeah, we still might do, you know, the verbal thing in the beginning.
Yeah. We need to optimize it to just make it easier for you guys to digest, I guess, because listening to a whole hour plus long podcast can be formidable, especially if you have shit to do during your day. You know, for me, it's easy because I listen to it at work where I can just leave it playing while I'm off doing something. But a lot of people don't have that. And they're just like running around all day. And people that want to support that have limited schedules, we want to make it easy for you guys because we appreciate you guys. And yeah, with that being said, we're going to take this episode to a close. Let us know what you thought. And let us know what you think about our alpha versus beta talk. Am I in the right here by saying that basically everything I said about my opinion?
Yeah, you know, give alpha's us being awesome. If you ever want to give us feedback, you know, obviously don't be a dick about it and just be like, it's whack as fuck. But
yeah, I know. Which is understandable because it's whack as fuck. I'm just going to say it again.
I mean, just be constructive about what's whack as fuck. If you say, this is whack as fuck, that's fine, because we know not all of it is whack as fuck. But even specific things might be whack as fuck.
We ourselves are whack as fuck. But what we talk about, some of it is pretty cool, so I don't think the whole thing is whack as fuck. I think you're whack as fuck for saying that it's whack as fuck without giving a reason for why it's whack as fuck. You fuck. Anyways, yeah. Leave any feedback is appreciated. If you don't like it, just tell us why. It's really easy. We are giving you permission to rip into us and tell us why you don't like us.
Yeah, I mean,
just say that you don't like us.
Just give us a reason for, you know, not liking something.
Yeah, that was a dick move.
Well, I mean, it's just like it's his opinion. I get it, but like you know.
Yeah, but like, why is it your opinion? That's the point. You are more. It is more than fine for you to think that, you know. I completely respect your decision to not like it.
Just not into it.
But just, why? You know, we can optimize it and make it better. This isn't set in stone, you idiot.
I mean, it's like, if you're just not into it, then you say that instead of saying it's bad, because there's a difference between not being into something and something being bad. Like, if you think, you know, it's bad because whatever, that's...
Yeah. Well, we're a little ranting and raving
now. We're rambling, so thanks for listening. Bye.
Love you.